This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and I'm coming to you today with a message, an audio message of a message that was first published back in October of 1994, but I'm upgrading it by putting it on audio. And this is the year 2024, so that's a 30-year span. And the reason why I make you aware of the dates is because some of the references that I'm going to be using from this particular message was relevant back in 1994. It may not be relevant today as far as some of the examples that I might be talking about. But naturally, God's Word is always relevant. And I'm going to be using as a text a very familiar passage of Scripture, which over the course of a few of the messages that I published in 1994, I use references using this same verse, passage of Scripture, which is found in St. John chapter number 3 and verse number 16. And the wording for this passage of Scripture says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The title of this message is, "My Friend, God is Concerned About You." As you look at the above scripture, that is the heart of the gospel, you see a reassurance that God loves the world, and that is true. This world has over 4.5 billion people on it. Like I said, you know, this was back in 1994. It's quite a bit higher than that now. But anyway, as I said, it has 4.5 billion people. That is 4,500 million. That number is hard to comprehend. It is said that by the year 2004, it will have swelled to over 7 billion. Well, I don't know what the number is, but that's not really the important part. So if I'm throwing numbers out that prove that it's not quite that much, don't take that as that the message is shot, that I don't know what I'm talking about, because that's not the point of the message. Because as we go further, you see here, now when you look at that number and compare yourself to that number, it makes you feel that you are insignificant in the scheme of things. What difference am I making in the world, you might ask? You might ask yourself that. Who knows I'm here? Who cares if I live or die? Will anyone miss me when I'm gone? All are legitimate questions among so many people. You are little more than a grain of sand on a beach. If you have a family, you can be assured that they are concerned about you. But if you are the lone survivor of your family, then you may be feeling all alone. You may have friends and acquaintances, but how concerned are they about you? After all, They may have their own families to think about. In the overall scheme of things, you and your problems rank somewhere in obscurity. If we look again at the above scripture, it would make you feel that even though God loves the world, He really has very little time to care about you the way a parent cares about their child or a spouse cares for the other. Yet, that is a totally erroneous feeling. Why? For Jesus said in Luke chapter 15, verses 3 to 7, if a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, he will leave the 99 and search for that one sheep until he has found it, and then rejoice over it. Well, though you are only a grain of sand, God is so concerned about you that He will move heaven and earth to see to it that you have what you need. Jesus said in Matthew 6, verses 26 through 34, that if God can take care of the birds and the flowers, then how much more will He take care of you and your needs, seeing that you are made in His image? To understand this even better, change the word world in the scripture to me, M-E. What you have just done is personalized that scripture to only address you. Now you might think that you have just altered the true meaning of the scriptures, but you haven't. In Isaiah 41 and 10, God is saying, I am thy God. That's Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. He says, I am thy God. The thy means your God. That means if you get down to the bottom line, He is making it personal. Personal to you. Imagine that. God, the creator of heaven and earth, the Alpha and Omega, the eternal God, has personalized His relationship with you. Do you know what that means? It means that you have access to the only one that has the ability to solve all your problems. It means that you have access to the great physician. You have access to the comforter. In the Old Testament book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 12 through 14, when God told Moses to go to Egypt to deliver His people, Moses asked God, who shall I say you are? God said, I am that I am. That is what God is saying to you today. When you need a doctor, God is saying, I am that I am. If you need a lawyer, I am that I am. If you need a friend, I am that I am. If you need comfort in the midst of tragedy or sorrow, I am that I am. God is saying to you, whatever you need, I am that I am. The next part of the subject scriptures says that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus was sent to seek and save those that were lost. Just like the man looking for his lost sheep, all of us were lost at one time. But through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, we now have access to God. You see, at one time, man had that personal relationship with God that I have been talking about, but he threw it away. He broke the bond that God had with him. And there was no way for that bond to be repaired unless by some extraordinary means. A man that was perfect and without sin that would offer himself a sacrifice to meet the requirements set forth by God to restore that relationship. That is why God sent his Son, his only begotten Son. He, God, threw out all the stops. He moved, so to speak, heaven and earth. However, that bond is not restored automatically. It does take an action on your part to restore that bond. The action is you must believe on him. You must accept him as your Redeemer, your Savior, and your Lord. God, through Jesus, has stuck his hand out to you. All you have to do is put your hand in his. That's the same way men say or show friendship with each other. They shake hands. When a person shakes hands with someone else, they are showing mutual love for one another. If a person refuses to shake your hand, you know that that person is not friendly, and you leave them alone. God, on the other hand, doesn't do things the way that we do them. He always has his hand out. Not to us, if you will, but to you. Or if you, like me, how do you shake hands with God? You do so by confessing your sin to God, repenting, and asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart. As much the same way as this, when somebody is a friend of yours, you will invite them into your house where you live. Well, in this case, you're asking Christ to come in your heart. Now, how do you go about doing this? All you have to do is say, Jesus, I am a sinner, and I am sorry for my sinful ways. Will you come into my heart and cleanse me from all my sin and be Lord of my life? I accept you as Lord and Savior, and with your help, I will live my life for you. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. Now, if you prayed that prayer from the heart, meaning every word, congratulations, you are now saved. The next thing you should do is get water baptized in Jesus' name and seek the baptism of the Holy Ghost. These are things that show that you are truly following Christ. That is all there is to it. Come on. Shake hands with God today. Amen. I also like to leave this one other thought with you just about how personal God is and how much concern He has for you. And that is, if you were the only person out of that 4.5 billion or whatever it is now, if you were the only person on earth that was in that sinful condition that you might be in, God would have sent Christ down here to go through everything that He did just for you. That's how important you are to Him. Well, I hope you got something out of this short message. Like I say, it don't take a lot to get the message through, but just to expound and let you know that even though in this hectic world in which we live, that God has His hand out to you, and even though you may not want to accept His hand or hadn't accepted His hand in the past, He's still sticking it out there, and all you have to do is just reach out your hand and put it in His. So with that, let me just say, may God bless you and your families real good until we meet again next time with another message. It's Evangelist George McTyre saying, good day.